Only one, cigarette, Chesterfield, gives you mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And that's the biggest plus in cigarette history.
By Chesterfield, Chesterfield, the one that proves its case. Yes, Chesterfields are milder, milder, plus no aftertaste.
So ho, open a pack and give them a sniff.
Then you'll smoke them.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter. Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in San Francisco. With John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Jud Collins with the Bears and Bing's guests, Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden, and Miss Teresa Brewer. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to announce that this is National Pickle Week.
Well, isn't every week?
No comments, please.
Well, I just wanted
folks,
to
commemorate National Pickle Week and to honor this momentous occasion, we now bring you our crooning cucumber, Brian Crosby.
Brian, what's that? Hey. You must be fresh from Fisherman's Wharf with that type of introduction. Very salty. Brian Crosby, huh?
Yes, I was reaching a little.
Well, you reached, but you didn't grab much, almost.
Say, you know, there's sure a lot of different varieties of pickles, aren't there?
Oh, there certainly are. The dill pickles, sour pickles, sweet pickles, bread and butter pickles. And then there's the state of the nation, of course.
Oh, I tell you, Bing, people really go for pickles. Well, I know folks who even eat pickles for breakfast.
Well, that's nothing, Ken. See, there were times around our house, well, this is years ago, I had to run downstairs and get them in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Ken.
Say, they're aware out there, don't they? Well, listen, Ken, I've prepared a great old tune here. It's about Louis Armstrong's hometown. It's a song called Way Down Yonder in New Orleans.
Oh, that's me. That's for me.
Mr. Well, John Scott Trotter conducts this number with a pickle in one hand and a crab leg in the other. So, John, just so it won't be a total loss, give us the downbeat with the pickle, not with the crab leg.
Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden, what I mean. Three old babies with flashing eyes softly whisper with tender sighs, stop, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Oh, stop, bet your life you linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens down yonder in New Orleans. Orange blossoms, sweet aroma, and the strains of La Paloma seem to put you into a coma while the dancers sway. Again I'll see a Picherino, maybe you know what I mean, oh. Shakes a mean tambourino while the Dixieland plays. Hey now, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Look out. Bet your life you linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder in old New Orleans.
Very, very
snatchy.
Hey, Bingham boys and girls, that really carried me away.
Really,
oh,
did?
Oh, yes, I'm way down yonder in New Orleans. Well,
congratulations, but let's get back to San Francisco and help me sell some Chesterfields there, huh?
Okay, I guess we better. Friends, only one cigarette, Chesterfield, gives you mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And that's the biggest plus in smoking.
Now, 1,539 tobacco growers say Chesterfields are milder, and they show you how to prove it. They say Chesterfield's right combination of the world's best tobaccos smells milder and smokes milder.
And here's what modern science and research says. There's only one cigarette which leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. That cigarette is Chesterfield. Now, every smoker wants a milder cigarette. And every smoker after smoking wants no unpleasant aftertaste. Only Chesterfield gives you both. And that's more for your money than any other cigarette can give you.
Prove it yourself for the price of one pack. Yeah, that's all it comes down to, just the price of a pack of Chesterfields. To prove Chesterfield is the best cigarette for you. The lovely señorita says no, and I believe her, but oh, why do her eyes say quizás, quizás, quizás? Must know something, all right. That's why her eyes say quizás, quizás, quizás. We should go back and dance with the rest of the dancers, and yet I have the feeling that her heart's not in her ass. The lovely señorita says no, but I'm not willing to go, not while her eyes say quizás, quizás, quizás.
Siempre que te pregunto, que cuando, dónde, dónde, yo siempre me respondes, quizás, quizás, quizás. The lovely señorita says no, says no, says no. But why do her eyes say maybe, maybe so?
We should go back and dance with the rest of the dancers, and yet I have the feeling that her heart's not in her eyes. The lovely señorita says no, but I'm not willing to go, not while her eyes say
quizás, 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 quizás.
Could be. Thank you. Gracias, gracias. Ladies and gentlemen, a couple of weeks ago, we had a young singer on the show, a gal whose piquant personality and lively style just captivated all hands. We were so confident that you'd like her, too, that we asked her back. I refer to Miss Teresa Brewer. Well, Teresa, we want to greet you and ask you how you're enjoying your stay in San Francisco. Are you happy here?
Oh, yes.
Having a good time?
Oh, definitely.
What about your songs? You planned something for tonight? You got a little thing for us?
Oh, sure. Do you know Oceana Roll?
Do I know Oceana Roll? Why, so, oh, I know it well. Oceana Roll, that used to be one of my very big numbers. I was a smash with that up in Spokane. I was the featured singer with Dutch Groshoff's orchestra. Derisive laughter in the orchestra, isn't it? Well, where could a kid like you find an old-time song like Oceana Roll, huh?
I guess I just dug it up.
Dug it up,
yeah.
Huh? Darn clever digging. Let's have it. I'd like to hear this, Teresa.
was there at that piano like a fish down in the sea. When he rattled up some harmony, every night out on the ocean, he would get that ragged notion, got the syncopated notion long and lean. And no one could sleep away out there on the deep when Billy cut loose out at sea. Each fish and worm begins to twist and squirm. The ship starts into dip and does a corkscrew turn. The sea's a smoke so blackly from the old smokestack. It's floating right to heaven and it won't come back. Now, here and there you see a stool and a chair. They're lipping round the cabin shouting, I don't care. And when the hammock stops swinging and the bells begin to ring, and while he's sitting at that piano, they're on the Alabama playing the Oceana Road.
That was great, Teresa. Say, she's kind of the Sophie Tucker of the Girl Scouts, isn't she? Teenage merman we got here. Big voice for such a... You're a smash, Teresa. Really fine.
Thanks, Ben.
Say, you know, I've got a phonograph record out now called... When You and I Were Young, Maggie Blues. I do it as a duet with my brother Gary.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought Gary was your son.
Now, there you go. You tipped my mitt. Everybody knows. Would you like to sing a duet on that little thing?
Wonderful. Is Gary here?
Nope, just me. Why? This looks like Brushville, Indiana. I'm getting here. Well, let's try it anyway, shall we, Teresa?
Okay.
You take Gary's part and I'll take mine. Nobody else ever does.
I've been requested to sing an old-time song.
If I can sing one, you can.
Yes, but I speak from experience.
Something your granddaddy used to sing.
I may join you.
You gonna join me?
Yes.
You'll be the most charming companion I've had since I sang with Madame Melba years ago.
But I've a little plan, and I'll do the best I can to sing an old song so we all can understand.
You simply take a favorite,
today,
then you flavor
to
it
the
with just an order to a blue
Maggie
harmony.
To what?
Tell the orchestra
the
to play the
cotto.
And then you jazz a little obligato.
And the creek.
Another magazine.
And the
creek.
The old mill.
Pay no attention to the music
Maggie
they play. But just drop
long, long ago.
On the spot. Way getting hot.
How the green gold is gone from the hill,
Maggie,
where once
every loving
the
note
day
is a loving
from.
Just full of music that you can't refuse.
But I love
and now you know the way
the same
tell the band to
as
play
of old.
And when you listen, just crystal
listen,
say you've got those
when
you
and
I were young,
Maggie
Blue.
Just an order to a blue harmony.
Tell the orchestra to play staccato. And then you jazz a little obligato. Another Maggie tune is a raggy tune. Pay no attention to the music they play. But just rock your blues away. On the spot,
stay.
Where once the day is
I got those aggravating blues I'm hating. So I'm waiting, I'm only waiting, I'm waiting till you those ever-loving, ever-loving nights.
Thank you, Teresa.
Gary will be livid when he hears this.
Now, if I may be excused me, I'd like to welcome back two old pals of mine, the Mighty Satchmo and the Big T from Texas, two of the world's top musical men, Louis Armstrong and Jack Teagarden.
Thank you, Papa Ben. Good old Goodwin there.
Yes, wasn't it?
Nice to see you, Ben.
Well, it's good to see you, too, Jack. You lads ready with your number?
Huh? Well, you don't expect us to sing before we have a cup of coffee, do you, Daddy?
You mean to say you fellas just got up?
Yeah.
Hey, now, you two, come here. I don't want to lecture or anything, but radio is a precise, punctual business. You must be prepared. You must be on your toes. You've got to be up and at them on the qui vive, alert, ready.
Now, can this be the same Ben Crosby I worked with the Paul Whiteman band?
I'm a big square now, Jack. Turn. Gone. Lost me.
Don't worry about the Ben. Jackson and I will dig up something there.
Well, you two must know some song. You ought to know some tune you can do in your sleep, even.
Really? How about us doing A Song Is Born?
That ought to get it. That'll get it. Lay it on me, Daddy.
Someone played away all up and down the scale. That's how jazz was born. They simply played what they liked as long as it would fit. If it just had a beat, that was it. And when the horn made a scream, they took it as a theme.
Certainly wonderful, boys. It was really fine. It was great.
Oh, you ought to hear us do that number about midnight.
Midnight? I can't stay up that long. You kidding? I think your early bird version woke the folks up here, Jack.
Yeah, it nearly woke me up too, Papa Pig.
You really sure?
Say, Ben, I got a kick of the way you and Louie sang Going Fishing a couple of weeks ago on the show.
Oh, you mean it's Nick and Charlie Kenny's tune, huh?
Why don't you and Sat sing it now?
Oh, no, Jack. I think if Louie and I do a song, we ought to do something with some real drive to it. I think we should do Road to Mandalay or Do You Ken John Peel or I Love Life for Stout-Hearted Men or something, huh?
Yeah, but I think we better just go fishing, Daddy. I think we can make that.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Jack. You give us a nice trombone into Gone Fishing, then you can settle down to a nice little nap, huh?
Okay. If I'm asleep when you finish, just put my check in my horn.
Yeah. I'll drop it right in the bell. Right in the bell. Gone fishing.
Now, how do you know?
How do I know? There's a sign upon your door. You gone fishing.
I'm real gone, dude, that is.
You ain't working anymore.
It could be.
There's your hole out in the sun where you left a row half done. You told me hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. You gone fishing.
Lay it on there.
By a shady, weighty pool.
Shangri-La?
Yes, sir.
Really lie.
I'm wishing, I just could be that kind of fool.
Shall I twist your arm, Papa?
I'd say no more work for mine.
Welcome to the club.
On my door I'd hang a sign. Gone fishing. Oh, instead of just a wishing.
You know, Papa Bing, I've stopped by your place time or two lately, and you weren't home either.
Well, I'm busy, Louie. I got a lot of big deals cooking. I was probably tied up at the studio when you
You weren't tired of your dog. You was just plain old gone fishing.
Well, now, don't blab it around. Keep it shady, will you?
There's a sign up on the door.
They put that up there again, man.
Gone fishing. Ain't working anymore.
Don't have to work. I got a piece of Gary.
Cows need milk and in the barn.
Have the twins on that detail. They each
but
take
you
a
just
side.
Don't give a darn.
Eating 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
See, your phone is gone, Daddy.
Wonder where it went.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing me.
Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side. Gone fishing. Swing at that end. He's a biting and he's high.
Now folks won't find us because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross. We gone fishing.
Fishing, yes.
Instead of just a wishing.
But this busy, but this busy, they don't buzz that. Oh, yeah.
You think I Zazu Zazz as good as Tony Pastor?
As good as Zazu Pitch, yes. Say, Bing, I don't know what's come over me for the past
few days.
Ken? Well, I've been feeling, kind of lightheaded and giddy. It must be spring fever.
No, me and Louie, we got it all year long. So don't you worry about it.
Well, that's becoming a real problem.
You just take a good hook or a sulfur and molasses. That'll fix you up in no time.
Well,
right now, we ought to run through those Chesterfield ABCs for the folks, don't you think?
I can't keep my mind on the job, Bing. Instead of saying the Chesterfields are A, always milder, B, better tasting, and C, cooler smoking, I come out with things like, Chesterfields are milder and better tasting than ambrosia, cooler than the morning dew.
Let's hear you do something the right combination of the world's best tobaccos.
Can you whip up?
Yeah. Oh, you better not. Just on second thought, I don't think it's...
Okay, I'll try to get hold of myself, Bing, and tell the folks how they can prove to themselves that Chesterfields are milder. Just open a pack and get a whiff of that mild Chesterfield aroma. That delicate, fragrant, delightful.
Cut, cut. What Ken means, folks, is tobaccos that smell mild or smoke milder. When you light a Chesterfield, you'll know you've discovered the mild one.
That's Chesterfield, the only cigarette that gives you mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Now, that's the biggest plus in cigarette history.
Just keep our ABCs in mind whenever you buy cigarettes, friends, and always...
Buy Chesterfield, Chesterfield, the one that proves its case. Yes, Chesterfields are milder, milder, plus no aftertaste.
So ho, open a pack and give them a sniff.
Then you'll smoke them.
A song, I think I recorded this about 20 years ago. They revived it recently, which is a great break for me. And there's one song I don't have to learn. I'm having a little trouble learning them lately.
If I told a lie, and if I made you cry, when I said goodbye, I'm sorry. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. If I caused you pain, I know I'm to blame. I must have been insane. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. I realize I've been unfair to you. Please let me make amends. Don't say that you forgot the love we knew. After all, we were more than friends. If I've made you blue, I've had heartaches too. Now I beg of you, forgive me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. I
Thank you very much. And that represents our closer for this evening. We've all had a very nice time on this little visit to San Francisco. We carry away fond memories of Veltri's down on California Street. Yum. The show club and other gastronomical and cultural points of interest. And I want to tender my thanks now to Teresa Brewer, Jack Teagarden, and Louis Armstrong for assembling here with us this evening.
I enjoyed every minute of it.
Oh, you were real fun, Teresa.
Thanks.
Really, you were. You coming in, Louis? I'm just going to hang around out there. He's just going to loiter out there.
Well, I didn't want to trample over the lady.
That's
there.
That's right. You're thinking. You're on your toes.
Well, what I want to know, who's with you next week?
Oh, next week, Louis, our guest will be Miss Helen O'Connell. Okay. Remember Helen O'Connell? You used to do those wonderful vocals with Jimmy Dorsey and Bob Everly. She's going to do some new ones with us, I think. Maybe an old one or two. And also with us will be Charles Durand and Guy Brion. Those are two lads from Hawaii. We really stood them on their heads down at the Mocambo in Hollywood with their vocal display.
See, that sounds like quite a show, Ben.
Thanks. Say, you awake, Jack? Hmm?
Yeah, I just woke up to say goodnight.
Sounds like Tony Wong's, don't it? Well, good night, Jack. Good night, folks. See you next week for Chesterfield. I swear that's the best cigarette for you to smoke, isn't it? The story
told in the 14th edition of Tobaccoland USA is so important that every smoker in the country should read it. To get your copy, just put your name and address on a penny postcard and mail it to Chesterfield, Box 21, New York 8, New York. That's Chesterfield, Box 21, New York 8, New York, for your copy of Tobaccoland USA. The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in San Francisco by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Miss Helen O'Connell and Charles Durand and Guy Briand.